Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Tainus Daf Hey, the first Perek Me'emesai. Before I begin, I just want to remind you that this Sunday in Passaic, New Jersey, is our inaugural Grand Chizuk event to celebrate being Maseich Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as well as crossing the 25% of Shas milestone. It's going to be a great chance to meet other members, and in fact, there's going to be a panel discussion with veteran members sharing their strategies for success and so much more. There's no charge to the event, which will feature a lavish buffet and music by Mezamrim. To register, click on the link in your emails or WhatsApp or email info@zichru.com. Barry and I are looking forward to seeing you there. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Amasai Sholim Yesu Shamin, until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shi Yabar Pesach, until Pesach passes. Rabbi Meir says, Ad Shi Yitzei Nisan, Shinemar B'yor Lechem Geshem Mor U'malkosh Barishon, until the month of Nisan is over, as it says in the Pasuk, he made rain descend for you, Yore U'malkosh, in the first month, referring to Nisan. Now the Gemara questions whether the Yore rain falls in Nisan, as it brings a brisa that Yore rains fall in Mar Cheshvan, and Malkosh rains come in Nisan. Rabbi Yitzchak answered in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Pasuk is referring to a nes that occurred in the days of the Navi Yoel ben Pasuel, when after 7 years of famine, Kadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle, and Yore rains fell in Nisan to enable the grain that usually takes 6 months to grow, take only 11 days to grow. The Pasuk states regarding that generation, Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru, those who sow with tears will reap in joy. The people had sowed whatever seeds they had, even though they had nothing to eat. In the end, they reaped in joy. Rav Chisda said, and others say it was taught in a brisa, Kana Zer Shibo Zer Sain, the size of the stalk of grain was one handspan, whereas the ear was the size of two handspans. Rashi explains that this was a great nes, since the stalk is usually 3 or 4 times the size of the ear. Point number two, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what does the following pasuk mean? Bekir Becha Kadosh V'lo'avo Be'ir, in your midst there is holiness, and I, referring to Hashem, will not come into the city. Now, why should holiness prevent a Kadosh Baruch Hu from coming into the city? Rabbi Yitzchak answered in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll not come into the Yerushalayim up above until I first come up to the Yerushalayim down below. When the Gemara asks if there is a Yerushalayim Shamal, it answers that there is, but the Pasuk states, Yerushalayim ha-benuya ki'ir shechubar le'yachtav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. And point number three, Rabbi Nachman also asked Rabbi Yitzchak what the Pasuk means when it states, Yikasher Zaken Shmuel. And it came to be when Shmuel was old. Did Shmuel ever get old? He was only 52 when he passed away. Rabbi Yitzchak answered, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zikna Kapsa Olav. Old age came upon him suddenly. Rashi explains that his hair turned white. Rabbi Yochanan explained that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel that he wanted to kill Shaul for not obeying his command, Shmuel responded that Kadosh Baruch Hu compared Shmuel to Moshe and Aaron. Just as their work of their hands, referring to Yeshua, did not pass away while they were alive, so to the work of his hands, referring to Shaul, should not pass away in Shmuel's lifetime. Kadosh Baruch has what he should do. Shmuel will not let him kill Shaul early. If he lets Shmuel die at a young age so he can kill Shaul, people will suspect Shmuel did something wrong. He cannot let Shaul live longer, for the time has arrived for David to become king. And ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afil kamali nima. One malchus does not encroach upon another one, even by a hair's breadth. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to let Shmuel age prematurely so he would die before Shaul, and no one would suspect him of wrongdoing. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Ad Masai Sholim Yesu Shamin, until when do we ask for rain? Rav Yehuda says, Ad Shi Yavor HaPesach, until Pesach passes. Rabbi Meir says, Ad Shi Yisei Nisan, Shenemar B'yor Lechem Geshem, Mor El Malkosh Barishon, until the month of Nisan is over, as it says in the Pasuk, he made rain descend for you, Yore and Malkosh, in the first month, referring to Nisan. The more questions whether your rain falls in Nisan, as it brings a price that your rain falls in Mar Cheshvan, and Malkosh rains come in Nisan. Rabbi Yitzchak answered in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Pasuk is referring to a miracle that occurred in the days of the Navi Yoel ben Pasuah, when after 7 years of famine, the Kadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle and your rains fell in Nisan to enable the grain that usually takes 6 months to grow take only 11 days to grow. The Pasuk states regarding that generation, Azorim Bedima Barina Yiksora, those who sow with tears will reap in joy. The people had sowed whatever seeds they had, even though they had nothing to eat. In the end, they reaped in joy. Rav Chisda said, and others say it was taught in a brisa, Kanazeres Shibos Zerasayim. The size of the stalk of grain was one handspan, whereas the ear was the size of two handspans. Rashi explains that this was a great nes, since the stalk is usually 3 or 4 times the size of the ear. Point number two, Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, what does the following pasuk mean? Bekir Becha Kadosh V'lo'avo Be'ir. In your midst there is holiness, and I, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, will not come into the city. Now why should holiness prevent Kadosh Baruch Hu from coming into the city? Rabbi Yitzchak answered in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'lo'avo Be'Yushalayim Shomala Ad She'avo Yushalayim Shomata. I'll not come into Yushalayim up above until I first come to the Yushalayim down below. When the Gemara asks if there's a Yushalayim Shomala, it answers that there is, for the Pasuk states, Yerushalayim habenuya ki'ir shechubro l'yachdav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. And pointing with you, Rav Nachman also asked Rabbi Yitzchak what the pasuk means when it states, Yikasher zaken Shmuel, and it came to be when Shmuel was old. Now, did Shmuel ever get old? He was only 52 when he passed away. Rabbi Yitzchak answered that Rabbi Yochanan said, Zikne kapsalav. Old age came upon him suddenly. Rashi explains that his hair turned white. Rabbi Yochanan explained that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel that he wanted to kill Shaul for not obeying his command, Shmuel responded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared Shmuel to Moshe and Aaron. Just as their work of their hands, referring to Yeshua, didn't pass away while they were alive, so to the work of his hands, referring to Shaul, should not pass away in Shmuel's lifetime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked what he should do. Shmuel will not let him kill Shaul early, and if he lets Shmuel die at a young age so he can kill Shaul, people will suspect Shmuel did something wrong. He cannot let Shaul live longer for the time has arrived for David to become king. And ein malchus no gas bechaverta afil kamali nima. One malchus does not encroach upon another, even by hair's breadth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to let Shmuel age prematurely, so he would die before Shaul, and no one would suspect him of wrongdoing. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Hey, and our standard simon is hay, like a haystack. So here goes. The field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, where a young Navi who went prematurely gray was on his way up. Once again, it's slow motion. The field of hay, hey, that must be more duff, hey. The field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, which reminds us that the Gemara is how the pasuk can say that your rains fell in Nisan when they usually begin in Mar Cheshvan. It answers that the pasuk is referring to the miracle that occurred in the times of Yoha Navi when your rains fell in Nisan after many years of famine and stalks that usually take 6 months to grow only took 11 days. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, was overshadowed by a heavenly city, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that there's a Yerushalayim Shamala. But the pasuk states, Yerushalayim habenuya ki'ir shechubro l'yachdav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, was overshadowed by a heavenly city, where a young Nebi went prematurely gray, was on his way up. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the pasuk could say that old age came suddenly on Shmuel when he only died at the age of 52, and answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him prematurely age by making his hair turn gray so that Shmuel would pass away before Shaul's death, so no one would suspect Shmuel of wrongdoing. The Gemara goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon for doing so. So once again, the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city where a young Navi who went prematurely gray was on his way up. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simur Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing La La La. So here goes. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir. Children's choir. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hey. La La La. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir, who are going to accompany the Shul Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, which reminds us that according to Yochanan, the Tana, meaning the Chachamim, that conceded from a Gamliel's opinion concerning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yobot that the Shul Yitzchak can be motzi everyone is Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara clarifies that the difference between the Musaf tefillos on these days and all the other tefillos of the year are mishum the avshi brachas because the brachas are challenging to most people because they're long and unfamiliar. So the children's choir who are going to accompany the Shulik Tzibor on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos practice being masada the tefillos before davening, which reminds us, Rabbi Lezer said, Olam yastir adam tefillaso, a person should always organize his tefillos in his mind and then only daven. This is in regard to tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur and Yovah and the other Yom Tovim, but regarding the weekday and Shabbos tefillos the entire year, it's not necessary since people are familiar with them. The Gemara explains the reason that Rabbi Yehuda would always organize his tefillos in his mind before davening, even on a weekday, is that he would only daven once every 30 days when he completed his monthly review of learning. So the Rosh Hashanah children's choir are going to accompany the Shulik Tzibah on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, practiced being the side of the tefillos before davening, and had in mind the workers in the fields whose work forced them to miss the davening. Which reminds us, Rav Gamliel would only exempt the people in the fields from davening, for he held that the Shulik Tzibur is motzi them even if they're not in shul, because they're forced to miss the tefillos due to work. Dav Beis, so the Simur Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house. House, that must mean we're on Dav Beis, bias. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah says Me'emes HaMazkirin Gevuras HaGeshamim. When do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashmim Ruchim HaGeshem, instead of simply saying Me'emes HaMazkirin Al HaGeshamim? And answers based on two psukim with Heker in it, connecting rain to creation, that just as creation was done with Hashem's power, so too rain is associated with power. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person daven with all of his heart, having kavana of keys in Shemayim, which reminds us that we learned that rain must be mentioned in the Shemona Esrei with the pasuk, "Vav is Hashem Elokechem ulavdo b'chol levavchem," to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all your heart. Ezohi abodah shehi b'lev, which service is done in the heart? Vayomer zo tefillah. This refers to tefillah. And immediately after that pasuk is written, "V'nasati matar artzechem bi'ito yoret l'malkosh," and I'll provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. And related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shosh mavtechus biyado shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shel nimsu biyad shaliach. They were not given over to a shaliach. They are mavtech shel geshamim, mavtech shel chaya, mavtech shel tchias amesim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of tchias amesim. And in the West, they also say af mavtech shel parnasa, also the key of parnasa. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys in shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Which reminds me, because our base is ruling that we start to mention Gevurah Kushami on the first day of Sukkot from the mitzvah of lulav, which is done during the day, and not from Nisach HaMayim, which may be brought also at night. Daf Gimel, so the simon Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men leading a caravan of camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, which reminds us, there was Tana Brice of Batal Baruchos Lechivu Chachamim Lehazgir. With regard to dew and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting. He makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Yimbal Lehazgir Mazgir, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. We learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav during the drought. So the men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, which reminds us that we learned that winds are never withheld from the pasuk that states, "Ki ka'ar baruchos ha-shamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem," for I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say ka'ar bo, like the four corners of the earth? This is coming to teach us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, "Kashem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael." Kashem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too cannot exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. So the men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw a sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains, which reminds us that wind that appears after a rainfall, or clouds that appear after rainfall, or sunshine that appears after rainfall are all beneficial like the rain, and snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, that must be more Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, which reminds us of Gemara brings statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, a young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, meaning once his name becomes known, he grows in prominence. He also said, Haitzum Rabban Darasach Araisut Kamaraschale. When a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the person who would let him in, which reminds us three people asked Shlomo Kohen improperly, and two were answered properly, and one was answered improperly. Eliezer and Shlomo asked improperly and were answered properly, whereas Yiftach answered improperly and was answered Shlomo Kohen improperly when his daughter was sent his way. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minyan begin to mention rain on the first day of Shemini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain, and concludes that once one begins mentioning rain in the Musaf the first day, he doesn't stop. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldem Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.